Welcome back. You're watching Niaga Spotlight with me, Tamina Kausji. We now move on to look at one final story, Budget 2023 and property ownership. Right, now the revised National Budget 2023 recently tabled by Prime Minister and Finance Minister Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim is of course themed Membangun Malaysia Madani. This stresses the government's aim to alleviate the rakyat's struggles amidst economic challenges while ensuring sustainable fiscal growth for the nation. The aim is to bring forth a humane economy with six core pillars: sustainability, prosperity, innovation, respect, trust, care, and compassion. In line with this are several encouraging allocations for affordable housing programs. Firstly, there is 389.5 million ringgit to build People's Housing Project, PPR, as well as People's Rented Housing Programs. We also have 358 million ringgit allocated to build 4,250 Rumah Mesra Rakyat units. Thirdly, 463 million ringgit allocation to build Malaysia's Public Housing Project, PPAM. This is followed by a 50 million ringgit allocation to repair rundown lifts in low-cost strata houses. Also, another 460.2 million ringgit for building new houses and renovating homes in rural areas. Together with building 7 million units of affordable houses for our armed forces under Satu Anggota Satu Rumah program, SASAR, and more than 500 million ringgit to maintain Rumah Keluarga Angkatan Tentera and repair living quarters and institutions under the Ministry of Home Affairs. Right, let's now listen to Shirley Tan, TWL Holdings Managing Director, speaking to Niaga Awani about the group's commitment to delivering not just affordable housing projects that target the local community, but in order to also further support some of the aforementioned government initiatives under Budget 2023 to build and provide affordable houses. Over to Shirley.
TWL memahami bahawa ialah pemilikan rumah adalah satu aspek penting kepada kehidupan semua rakyat di Malaysia. Dan yang the most problem that they are facing is mendapatkan pembiayaan perumahan. Okay, so kita sedia membantu rakyat, okay, memiliki rumah dengan cara yang mudah dan cepat, di mana kebanyakan institusi kewangan sekarang menyokong usaha kerajaan dengan memberi 100%, okay, pembiayaan rumah mampu milik. Okay, bagi golongan rakyat yang kurang ada menghadapi kesulitan untuk mendapatkan pembiayaan perumahan, TWL Money Lending Division kita sedia untuk membantu memberi pembiayaan perumahan. Okey, selain daripada itu, usaha kerajaan like Prima, okey, they have their website where the pembeli-pembeli can register that, alright, and then can own the house of affordable housing. Okay, other than that, like Rumah Selain Aku, okay, juga dia boleh pergi ke website kerajaan Selangor sana and register their intention and interest to buy this affordable housing. Okay, so once they already register their interest, so the developer will get the lease from Prima Malaysia atau Kerajaan Selangor, okay? Dan kita akan memilih lah, okay, rakyat-rakyat yang pembeli-pembeli yang have interest to buy those affordable housing, and then we also help them to arrange the financing for them, alright, that where they can get 100% loan. So they don't have to come up with any money, and then they can own a house of the range of 250,000 at a strategic location as well. So that is the initiative that the government is doing to help the rakyat Malaysia to own a house in Malaysia.
Meanwhile, for first-time homebuyers, some measures announced in the October budget have actually been maintained as follows. Of course, firstly, full stamp duty, which is exemption for homes priced 500,000 ringgit and below. There is also a 75% stamp duty exemption for homes priced between 500,000 and 1 million ringgit. Furthermore, the housing credit guarantee scheme has been allocated 5 billion ringgit to assist up to 20,000 borrowers with no fixed income from the gig economy with receiving loans. Now, this is a significant increase from the 3 billion ringgit budgeted way back in October. Right. So, of course, this has been Niaga Spotlight's main headlines for the rakyat's most pressing issues that have been happening, all the way from flood recovery and Malaysia's energy transition to, of course, maintaining no GST, according to the Prime Minister, as well as ensuring more affordable housing for a wider intersection of Malaysians. And basically, even though this is all we have for this week on Niaga Spotlight, we hope to be bringing you in the weeks to come more market insights, as well as expert interviews and analysis, further breaking down everything that's been happening in the news cycle, but of course with a business and a social focus and looking at some of the intersectional impacts on the rakyat. It's been an interesting week so far, and thank goodness it's already Friday, as they say. I'm Tamina Kausji, and thank you so much for joining me in the meanwhile. We look forward to seeing you next Friday at 9:30 a.m. right here on Niaga Spotlight.